Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show, we're giving you tips on sex and relationships. Some topics include, has your partner stopped reciprocating in the bedroom? What is the best way to get busy while living at home? You know, you're living with your parents. What do you do? And why does every woman want to be choked these days? Seriously, come on. What's going on here? What do you do about it? We're tackling all these topics and more. Thanks for listening. Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. How cool is that? First, you get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something I know you will both enjoy. I promise. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. You know, this is the kind of thing. You go to AdamandEve.com and any fantasy, anything you ever thought about that you want to spice up your sex life, they've got on their website. For example, you can get the 5-piece ultimate orgasm kit. Ladies, you've been looking for your G-spot or your clitoris or whatever spots, you know, you can find them here with this. Also, get a bondage kit, get a board game, get some lingerie, do something to make your sex life and relationship improve. Okay, but number 10, I didn't even get to that bat yet. This is the most amazing thing. You get free shipping on your entire order. I hate when people gouge you for shipping. And Adam and Eve, they don't do that. So what do? You got to get these 10 free gifts. You go to adamandeve.com. You select any one item, just one, buy one item. And then you enter code Emily. That's adamandeve.com. Enter code Emily at checkout. Enter code Emily at checkout and get 10 free gifts. Check it out. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. Eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com and check out all the sexiness happening there because there's a lot of it. We've got blog posts every single day. We are trying to improve your sex life and your relationship. Videos, blogs, it's just a friggin' good time. Plus, I'm launching a new website soon. La la la. So excited. Hi,
you're
Anderson.
What? Wait, what?
I'm launching a new website.
Why? What's wrong with the old one?
There's always something wrong with websites. Because, you know, I've had it for a few years. It's time to upgrade. It's time, you know, do you know how much content I have on my site? Here's my issue with my site. Doing the show for 10 years, I've had probably 4 to 5 websites. However, my website now is great. It works. Mm-hmm. But there's 2,000 podcasts on there. There's hundreds, 1,000 blogs.
That's a lot of podcasts.
Thousands of videos. What I'm saying is
2,000?
It has to be organized.
That's some kind of record, I think.
Do you think anyone goes to my website, they're like, oh, I'd like to listen to a podcast. It's just hard to navigate right now,
there's
I think.
Just
but
a,
it's
there's
awesome.
Too much going on.
Yeah, but the good thing is right now, I'm not going to detract you because actually I would love if you go to the website.
Go
you
check out the website. The old one before it's gone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The old one. It's very vintage.
Who's doing it?
I got a whole team.
Are you paying them in tips?
You're
like, here, I'll tell you how to give a good blowjob tip if you spruce up my website.
I should
there.
Trade sex
hey,
tips.
Quick question about your website. Like, let's say I'm in a cubicle right now at work and the boss is kind of a dick mm-hmm. and he monitors what I do and like maybe they have some kind of child protection stuff on.
Right.
Can I go on your website or is it going to shut
well, not
it
if
down?
You work at the radio station or at
the radio
you know,
station
the Pentagon.
We work at?
Yeah. But yeah, you can totally go on it. And also, here's the thing, like I just said, this is what you got to do when you go there now. If there's any topic in the world that you can think of that has to do with sex and relationships and you put it in the search bar, anytime I've ever talked about it, mentioned it, blogged it, video, it'll be on the site.
You ever talk about pheromones? You ever go like depth about pheromones and like body odor being attractive?
Absolutely. Why you think? Scent is a huge part of attraction. Absolutely. And
the girl that was cutting my hair just tonight, actually,
hair looks good. I meant to tell you. You look awesome.
Yeah, I drive far out of my way to make sure that I go to my same girl because she's very good at what she does. Her name's Char. And she was talking to me. She learned that I've been doing this with you lately, and she knows I do Love Line. And she's like, what about pheromones? I'm really into them. The older I get, the more I like the smell, like the musty smell.
Like this, she likes people's natural pheromones. Yeah. She means she's talking about like attraction, the science of attraction. It is true that scent is one of the biggest indicators of attraction. If you don't like someone's scent, you know, you won't be attracted to them. And then they talk about women sleeping with men's t-shirts. And you heard that study? Like
seen it. Like in
movies. Then there's also like, I thought products with pheromones. And, you know, it's
and
like
ladies like wear perfumes. So, I mean, we don't even know what you guys smell like because you guys mask.
We talk about all that. You can search everything you want. Aphrodisiacs. I swear to God, I've done it every, you know, I've had guests on that are super cool. But anyway, that'll be fun. And then I actually feel like I haven't seen him in forever, but it's true. We were both gone last week.
It's been a couple of weeks.
I know.
So I've got the pleasure of seeing the old M.
I know. Well, last Thursday, I flew to San Francisco for the night, and I interviewed Dennis Hoff from the Bunny Ranch.
Ooh, the Boy Scout of pimps.
Oh, my God. He wrote a new book called, like, The Art of the Pimp, and he's, you know, they flew me up there to interview him at this place called The Battery. It's kind of like the Soho House of San Francisco. Of San Francisco.
I think a lot of listeners might know him from the name of that.
The Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch,
show,
but they call it the Cat House.
On Showtime, the Cat House. Yeah. He's really interesting. He's been on my podcast, actually, a few months ago. But it's so funny because he's like, has these like 22-year-old bunnies that are like his girlfriend. And you know, he's a character. He's a very smart businessman. But Friday morning, I flew to New York for a girls' weekend.
A Girl Scout weekend?
Yeah, Girl Scout weekend. Uh-huh. So one of my best friends in San Francisco, longtime friend, our kids are my godchildren. We're like very good friends.
Wait, godchildren? Go back.
I have two godchildren.
You're going like a mile. We're trying to catch up here because we haven't seen each other in so long.
I have two godchildren.
What?
They weren't there until
So this
Monday.
Woman hates her kids. What?
That's so mean.
I know.
Oh, dude.
But really, I mean, I love you, Em, but I don't know if I could leave my dog Stanley with you for the weekend.
I had a dog. I was a really good dog owner.
Did your dog ever choke on a sex toy?
No. No.
Are you sure?
Dude, I was the best dog owner, and I was a little too obsessive.
Where's the dog?
She's in Palm Springs.
Why is she not
because,
with you?
Because when I moved, I don't want to talk about it now.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing. Daisy, she's the best, and she she needs like a yard and somewhere home. I can't get into this. Can I just talk to you? I'm a really good godmother and I'm a great aunt.
Dog.
That's so mean of you to bring up. But let me tell you this. So it's a girls' weekend. Susie, I'm a very good friend. She's from New Jersey.
You're a godmother.
Oh, my God. I'm an aunt, too, and my nieces love me.
You got no choice with that.
Yeah, but I'm a really good... My niece could make one phone call. It's like she's in prison. She's at camp.
Mm-hmm.
She can make one phone call on visiting day. Guess it.
And
guess
she called
she
you?
FaceTimed. Well, she called my brother and my sister-in-law.
And you happen to be there?
No. Oh. My brother and my sister-in-law, she could make one call. She called me.
Uh-huh.
She's 13.
Wait, does she have some kind of sex question?
No, she's 13. She loves her Aunt Emily.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
This is really harsh.
I'm sorry. My friend asked me to be godfather to his kids, and I said no. I'm like, no, dude. If something happened to you, because if you're a godparent,
let's put it this way.
If they die, you got to like all of a sudden be instant parent.
No, I'm not going to be. She's already said that. I'm not the instant parent. So, I'm just like the good, fun aunt. And the thing is, my godson is like 13 now, so he's like, you know, he's getting, he's masturbating. He's
how do you know this?
Because she tells me.
What? How does she know
this? I can't get into this now. Let me just tell you about New York, okay? This is not what we're talking about. So my friend is awesome, and she's from New Jersey originally, and it was like six girls women I've known from San Francisco. There's 10 of us all together. Probably
that's
about four to five I knew from San Francisco. It was like she called it the East Meets West Tour. She has an apartment in Chelsea Meatpacking District for 5 weeks. She usually lives in San Francisco, so it was like we all came together. She's living there for 5 weeks.
Wow.
Our girls' weekend was a weekend, and we had backstage tickets to U2. And it was amazing because her company like is doing something with that. And so this weekend, she like sent bios on everyone. It was like we had all these plans. Like girls were coming there to party, like half married, divorced, whatever, but
half
just
married.
Fun. Half married. So Friday night we go out and I fly right in. Like I fly from San Francisco. I get there. I meet them at the restaurant and I know like half of them. I heard of them all, you know, whatever. We all were drinking, we're partying, and we go out in the Meatpacking District in New York. I don't know if you've been there, but it's become like super touristy, kind of a little crazy. But we go to get into this bar, and my friend, she has like, can get us in anywhere. We walk up, and I'm like, oh my God, you guys, stop for a second. And there were these three girls. It was like a scene out of Jersey Shore. They were crying. They were like, well, you took my boyfriend. Oh, that's the wrong accent. Do Jersey Shore.
Oh,
my God, you got my boyfriend. I mean, I swear to God, I mean, he loves me. He doesn't love you. And one of the girls was just crying. She's like, you're not a good friend to us. She's like, so what if we just sit around and get high? He loved whatever. And they were crying and fighting. And I did what anyone would do.
Little dresses, high heels?
Everything.
Yeah.
And
any of them have their shoe
crying.
Off? Like,
no, but
ready
they were
to
crying
the
and fighting. No. So I took out my phone. And I was like, you guys, stop. I've got to film this. Because it was just, it was like a cliche of, I don't know. I've never done that before. I've never said it. So I start filming them for 30 seconds. All of a sudden, one of them looks at me. The one who had been crying.
No.
She goes, what are you doing?
Oh.
So meanwhile, my friends are laughing so hard, and she looks at me, and then she comes over to me.
Yeah.
Three girls.
Right.
They're like 20. She's like, give me your phone. What are you doing? Why are you taking our thing? And I'm like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I put my phone in my pocket. I'm like, I'm done. She's like, I'm like, it's cool. It's cool. The next thing I know, I am on the ground.
Wow.
So I get in my first fight of
no
my entire life.
No fucking way.
Dude,
you're kidding me
I
right
got
now.
My, yes. So at first I thought I got punched, but I didn't get
how
punched.
How do you not tell me this in the parking lot? We just spent 20 minutes in the parking lot.
Because I told you I had
somehow,
so many stories.
How did you keep this from me? Holy shit. This
Dude,
is a real story.
We just talked about 18 things in the
you're
parking
lucky
lot.
You're lucky you're not still in like some kind of meat locker jail
so
in New
me,
York.
So she takes what turns out, because we have to recreate overnight. She takes my arm, throws me down, like, and my head, my whole right side of my body hits. But I'm not, like, that hurt.
I'm, like
I'm
angry
still
right
laughing.
Now.
I know.
I want to choke
this woman.
But my
fucking bitch friends, first of all, these are all new girls. They're laughing. All of a sudden, a man, like, in a wheelchair comes up
what?
And stops the fight. He rolls in. He's like, ladies, break this up.
He rolls in.
There's another woman in the back. I'm going, girls, take this elsewhere. What you doing with the fight? So I get up. My friend Nancy finally pulls me out. And she, I just knocked
You just
my
knocked
water.
Your coconut water. What was that?
My water bottle.
Okay.
So my friend Nancy pulls, she goes, Emily, can we go right now? She goes, stand here. And she puts me behind like a potted palm. And I'm like,
potted palm?
Yeah, because I've got like my, I have the phone in my pants. I'm like, oh my God, I just got in a fight. This all happens like in a matter of like, because my video was
45
30
seconds.
So I'm in there. And all of a sudden I see this guy walk by. Well, 5 minutes earlier before the fight, some really cute French guy had come up to me named Alec. He's this friend. He's like, hey, what are you doing? He walks with us across the street. And he's like, hey, you look like the troublemaker of the group. And I'm like, why do you say that? I'm so not.
Oh, you liked him that much. You made it a reality.
No, but then he walks by me. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, Alex. He's like, yes. I'm like, I'm in the bush. I'm like, can you help me walk down the street? Because I'm scared right now. And I said, I know this sounds crazy, but since you saw me 4 minutes ago, I got in a fight. I've never been in a fight. It's my first fight. He's like, sure. And he's looking at me with his friend. They walk me on the street. And then the other girls that come and join me. And we are just, I'm like, where did you guys go? And they're hysterically laughing. And I'm like, I swear I've never been in a fight. And they're like, my friend Suzanne's like, I'm proud of you. Uh-huh. It's about time. It's about time you got your ass kicked.
Did you swing?
No, because it turns out she didn't, because I was still a little, and I was a little buzzed, but I realized it was arm behind, thrown to the ground. And I shouldn't have been filming them, but it was fucking,
you shouldn't
I
have
got
been
the video, but here's the best part. 37 seconds of them, 2 minutes and 45 seconds of the fight.
Oh, no way,
my
you got
phone
that.
Dude, I've got it all. I've got me going down.
Oh, I need to see this. I can't wait for the
show
to end.
You to edit.
I can't wait for the show to end. Holy shit.
And so I actually feel like, but here's the thing. So all weekend long, they're like, Fight Club, you're the girl. Oh my God, a fight. Like, I become that girl. And then we're at, you know, backstage, you two, we have a suite. And some of her clients are there. And then I'd go up to her and she's like, this is the one who got in the fight. She leads everyone all weekend that I got in a fight. And then I have to like.
You don't want Bonner to find out because he's all about peace and love.
He's
a pacifist.
Exactly.
I was
going to meet Bonner, but we didn't.
Oh,
she's already
what a
been
shame.
To like six shows. I've already met him though.
He's a tool.
I met him in 2000 at the Tribeca
Film Festival. I don't like him, nor his glasses.
No?
Nor his name, nor his music.
Dude, the concert rocked. You don't like it at all?
No.
It was amazing.
I liked the first three albums. And never
he
since
played
then,
every single
horrible.
Song from the first three albums.
There's two good songs on Joshua Tree, and then the rest is just shit. Horseshit.
Right.
Hey, quick little tip to you. Next time you have like three Puerto Rican ladies bearing down on you because they're angry at each other and they're looking for like
they weren't
a common
Puerto Rican, though. They were like
Jersey
maybe
Shore.
Jewish, Jersey Shore, yeah. Maybe that's not. I can't decide. You're right. Go ahead. I didn't get a look at them.
You say, and you're shooting them on your phone, you say you're doing a selfie, and then they feel like an ass.
Oh.
What are you kidding me? I'm not shooting you. I'm doing a selfie. How dare you think that
you're
that
what?
Important?
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I've never been this. You're right. That's what I'm going to do next time.
You got to just say
it
selfie.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's what happened. So that was a good time. And then we, what'd I do? I don't know. We had a great time. I went running on the Highline.
You look great, considering you were just.
Thank you. That was nice. You told me I looked great for the first time.
Like a pregnant lady does. Oh, that sounded wrong,
I'm
too.
Oh, no. I meant to talk to you. Oh, I should have loved the fact that I'm pregnant.
I wouldn't be shocked because you got that glow about you right now. I don't know what it is.
Just had really good sex. Just kidding. I didn't really have good sex.
You didn't?
Well, no.
I hope
yesterday.
He's not listening.
Not today. No.
I hope he's
oh,
not
he was
listening.
Also, he was the best I ever had. Oh my God, baby, you're the best I ever had. You're so big. No, I didn't just have sex. I've just had a great day. I loved my trip. I like being away. I'm so happy to be back and doing the show. And I love New York, and it was good to get away. But here's what
real,
I have to tell you.
Real quick, before we move on to the sex, I'm listening to that.
Yeah.
For those of you, many people listening, myself included, like, I don't get the whole meat packing. Is it Manhattan?
Okay, it's Manhattan. So
and it's a district?
Yes, it's
like
in
a
Manhattan.
Park, and it
I'm
used
sorry,
to just be
right.
Like, where they take, like, Chicago would like train in the beef?
Right. It's been developed in the last probably 10 years.
And now
years.
It's like hipster?
Yeah, it's totally hip. They think they built this, the High Line, which is where you can walk around across the river. I ran like 2.5 miles on the river. And then they also built the High Line where you can see like the entire city. And there's all these like shops and there's a standard hotel. There's a bunch of hotels.
When you run, do you pretend like you're being chased by someone?
No. I listen to...
I could picture you doing that to like help motivate yourself. You seem like that type.
No, I listen to podcasts actually lately.
Okay, so there's...
Okay, back up. What?
The river. There's a great episode about Seinfeld. Chelsea, a Seinfeld episode years and years ago when Seinfeld was on in the 90s. And George, I think, went to like this great party and then he took Jerry there the next day and was in the meatpacking district in New York, but it was just an empty like warehouse.
Oh, it used to have like, no, it used to have needles everywhere.
Did they used to have surprise parties and then they just clean up and be gone?
Yeah, it was like, you know, old warehouses. No one went there, but now it's very built up and very bougie.
Okay. Gotcha.
And, but it's right next to Chelsea, whatever. I'm sorry you don't know New York that much. But anyway, it was just great. So this is the thing. And then if you are in New York, I want to tell you this because people are like, why didn't you tell me you're in New York? I am doing another sexual health expo, September 18th to the 20th in New York.
Where
you guys can all come and we're going to talk about sex. We're going to have great educators and I'll be giving you more info. So if you live there or in the area, plan on that. And then one more thing.
Mm.
Oh, this is important.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tuesday. Yeah. So this is the date, which is July 28th.
28th.
From 7 to 9.
Yes.
I'm teaching another Hustler workshop on sex toys and sex products. The best ones that you need.
How many
have
you been to there now?
This is my third. I'm doing them every month now.
They need to like just get you a room there.
I know.
Like, you need to just have like your own little flat in the back. Yeah.
I'm going to make an Emily toy.
Do they have like stars or anything in there? Like, you know, like imprinted on the wall or out front?
They have a lot of fleshlights.
Uh-huh.
They have every single fleshlight. Like, can I just tell you about that store? If you haven't been, it's just so freaking cool. It's the coolest. It's not, you think like Hustler, people are like, oh,
no,
porn.
It's classy.
It's classy. It's huge. There's parking. And they literally have every single toy and product, and just the way it's laid out, it's just fun. And then there's like we have champagne and food, and I teach, and then we go shopping, and there's like discounts, and it's so fun because all the things I talk about. But it's not going to be just; it'll be like products and just you know, it'll be fun. So come and RSVP if you don't live here, tell your friends who live here, and you can RSVP to hhrsvp@lfp.com as in Larry Flynn. Okay, you guys, that's a lot of stuff.
HHRS.
Okay. Or there's a Facebook page. It's on my Sex with Emily page.
If you Google like, Sex with Emily.
SexWithEmily.com, there's a banner on my homepage. That's banner. So much easier.
The old site
just
is about to
see
be
you all there. Last one was so friggin' fun. I just love, like, you know what it is? You know what's cool? And you can appreciate this because you just did this.
Mm.
Or you do live things with your after disaster.
I do. It's true.
I'm actually
planning on it. We sold out the Melrose Improv.
I know, dude.
I don't know if you heard.
Okay, so if this
we
is.
We sold out the Hollywood
can
Improv.
Can I tell you this? I know you did. I was there. I was so impressed. This is the 10th year of my show, and so I want
to
do a live show.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
You need to.
So Menace and I were talking about it, and I would like you to be there too. It's like my two partners
Menace
come
and
together.
Menace and I fight, do you think?
I don't know, but you guys would probably just make fun
World
of me the whole
collide.
Time. But I would like you to come, and I would like to do it before the end of the year. So,
I would love to help
because you're really
you with
good
that
at that.
Well.
Will
yeah.
you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been meaning to ask you, so
yeah,
now I'm
you know
asking
what? Yeah.
And who would come of my listeners? Like, would you come to our live show? I've never done it, and that's why I like these workshops, because I realize in 10 years I haven't done a lot of public things, not because I'm like a hermit. I'm just sitting here in a room.
You should do it. Like
I'm not out about.
A one-lady show and like be, you know, let people get up and close and personal and meet you.
I want to meet you all. And like, can I tell you, when I do these workshops and like listeners come up and they drove in from Orange County or they drove in from San Diego, I'm like,
Wyoming.
Oh my God, thank you. I'm so grateful because I don't get to meet you all who have been listening and supporting. That's
it's
all.
A rush. It's a lot of fun.
It's just like, I don't know. You just, and even people come to me on the street. They're like, I'm like, oh my God, thank you. Can I hug you? I just, it's I know that sounds weird, but I'm just grateful that people listen.
People
like
recognize
it.
You on the streets.
Yeah, sometimes,
you don't send them away? You don't go, no.
Never.
Not the same.
Dude, it's not like every day, but like people hear my voice. Oh, you know what
the
you know
voice,
what's a little
I can
weird?
See that.
The voice, because I'll be on the phone, like probably say something really embarrassing or talking to someone. They're like, are you Emily?
Yeah.
But then people recognize me from like Bravo, like my TV show.
The TV thing,
and then, or from my website.
So sex, what are we talking about today?
Dude, thank you. Okay, here's the deal. We're going to talk about.
I feel like I wish we had 3 hours.
I know we
don't.
I think we're just going to go, I'm going to skip. The sex of the news, I think.
Really? No,
oh,
fuck
okay,
you.
Fine.
How dare
fuck you.
You.
Fine. Oh, Jesus. I just want to get the emails. I feel like we've been talking for so long, you guys. I'm sorry. Just hopefully fast forward if you want to.
No, it was.
It was funny. I got my ass kicked. I'm still alive.
It wasn't a fight.
I'm proud.
If it was hockey and that happened
can
on the ice.
This? I want to edit together this video and post it. But
yeah,
I
send it
back.
Okay. If you guys did what you did like on the hockey ice, neither one of you would have got a 5-minute penalty for fighting.
No.
Maybe roughing, but not fighting.
I thought she stole my phone first. I mean, it was scary. Okay. Survey. 20% of people who live on the West Coast have cheated.
What? That seems low.
According to May 2015 study of 2,000 Americans conducted by AVO, 20% of people who live on the West Coast of the United States have admitted to cheating on their partners.
All right, what about the East Coast?
Take special note of the phrase, have admitted. I'm sure some people took the survey and straight up lied to save face, which I can imagine. And with that in mind, the statistic could be registering lower than it really is. But regardless, 20% is a hell of a lot of people who cheat. Those who live in the Midwest were the most faithful in their romantic relationships. Or they lied
the biggest
most.
Liars. Yeah.
I don't know. I think people in the Midwest cheat just
smaller
as much.
Towns, too.
Yeah, I'm from Michigan. Cheat. I mean, everyone, not everyone, but don't you just feel like so many people cheat? Yeah. Do you not have friends like that? I mean,
well, I got
I
friends
just
who are
it.
Just like, yeah, they got like two or three and a wife. It's like, oh. What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to finish this. Then, speaking of cheating, we got to talk about Ashley Madison. The study also went on to state that more men report having cheated on their partners than women. This is
shocking.
Always the case. I just think women don't admit it as much. And big cities will often have a lot of transplants from other parts of the country who may have moved there because they seek a life of more excitement. Mm. And those cities fill with transplants. And then that personality leads someone relocating. They're likely to result in greater openness.
I'm so looking at one right
cities.
Now. I'm looking at
I'm
one
open.
Right now.
I've cheated. I've admitted
it. And
you've
transplanted.
It's true.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I'm a transplant, and I used to be, I'm a reform cheater. I just don't commit now.
You just let them know up front. There's no way I'm going to be committed to you. So
I mean, until I want to commit.
But
I
can't even call it cheating then. It's just
I never got
open.
Caught either. I think that was the problem is that I never had any negative consequences
Sneaky
from
lady.
It.
Sneaky lady. Sneaky.
They weren't ever ongoing love affairs. It was more like I'm one of those women who's able to have emotionally detached sex.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
Trainwreck. Good movie. Same thing. That movie, Trainwreck, by Judd Apatow. It's on theaters right now. Yeah.
Is
with
it
Amy Schumer.
That?
Is that her name?
Yeah. She's like the bomb right now.
She is. Got the greatest publicist in history.
I hope I didn't offend anyone.
Like, what? She just, Amy Schumer is just the greatest publicist
in
ever.
In history.
I mean, she's just, you never heard of her, and then just nowhere.
Do you think it's her publicist or just
her.
Like the tipping point of Amy Schumer? Because she's just everywhere.
She was good in Trainwreck, though, but it was all about a woman who like thinks more like a man. You know, like actually her dad, Colin Quinn, plays her dad in the movie. In the beginning of the movie, you see her as like a 12-year-old girl getting the lecture from her dad about the divorce that he's about to have. And he explains to both his daughters that monogamy is just a myth. And it doesn't really work, and it never will work. And then flash forward to her like in her mid-30s and she treats sex like a dude would, like where she's just having one-night stands and using guys.
And then she probably falls in love at the end.
Well, I mean, it's a rom-com directed by Judd Apatow.
That doesn't happen because let me tell you, I've been very, I'm very much like a man in my relationships. I have been like the dude.
She talks like one.
I talk like a dude, but
hey,
I'm very feminine though, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I'm a feminine.
You're a very ladylike.
But I happen to be
dude.
In my relationships, a lot of people are like, you're such a dude, or like the guys are the ones who want to have the talk, and are we committed? And I'm like, ugh.
Well, you don't make guys feel safe. You make guys feel very unsafe, Emily. So guys that really like you, they start to get clingy because they know that you're just a brief little part of their life and they don't want to admit that.
Yeah. I've had boyfriends tell me, like, I feel like every day you're about to break up with me. But I don't think that I'm like that anymore in the sense of, because again, I don't.
Yeah, you probably just feel like a prolonged one night stand to most guys. You know what I mean?
Dude, but that's the best. That's okay,
oh,
not
that's
one night stand.
Yeah.
Because one night stands isn't always the best sex to
Godmother.
Like
see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
They Google me. My godson, Jesus, yeah. That's fine. You know what? I hope he learned something about sex, so it's fine. I know. I can't believe you're that's terrible. Okay. She made it clear to me that if she dies, it's not in the will that I take the kids. Don't worry.
So there's a real godmother out there somewhere.
No.
You're like the de facto godmother. Kind of like the Queen
honor.
Of England.
Okay. She's known me for 20 years and said, I want you to be there.
It is an honor.
I mean, 20 years ago. Okay. Another Sex and the News strip club in San Francisco is making $15,000 a day selling $5 lunch buffets to tech bros. Gold Club, San Francisco.
Tech bros? What's that?
Tech, not, you know, it's a tech city. You didn't live there. Okay, so I lived in San Francisco for 20 years. It's all technology right now. It's all startups. It's like, you know, Google, it's Pinterest, it's Yelp. I mean, it's down there too, but in the city
close
now.
Close enough to Silicon
Valley.
Yeah,
like my city, my office was, before I moved here, it was right by the ballpark where all the tech, like next to me was Yelp, and then the other side
Yahoo.
Was, they're everywhere. So now it's funny because the Gold Club is an establishment in San Francisco. It's a strip club. I used to know the owner and we'd go there all the time and party.
Your days of stripping?
No, but here's the funny thing. One time I did go to the Gold Club.
What?
And I was there with some friends and we did the girls like dancing. I started dancing and I made $40.
But you didn't
I didn't
strip
get
down.
Naked,
you
but some dude put it in
parts.
My shirt. Right. And I was like, cool, I made $40 stripping. So the Gold Club, here's the thing though. It's so funny because now it is all these tech nerds who are looking at like ones and zeros all day. So they're like, I'll trade that for some tits and ass and, uh-huh. and a barbecue.
And a bunch of ones going out of my pocket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
that's 300 lunches, by the way. If they're making $1,500 or they're selling $1,500 worth of $5
it's
buffet
a different
tickets.
Yeah. So whatever. Cheering them up. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I have no problem with that. Okay.
I always thought that was weird. Going, first of all, strip joint period. Strip joint in the daytime.
I know.
Really weird. Strip joint in the daytime, eating lunch. Very odd. So
I just think you just don't want to be eating and looking. Like, I just think it's
just
different. Do you ever look at porn and eat? No.
No.
Right.
Once again, Seinfeld, George Costanza, did try to incorporate food into the sex routine because he liked both so much he wanted them to
like
intertwine.
Like 9.5 weeks kind of thing?
Like having, he was having a ham sandwich and having sex, but she caught him and she didn't like it much. I've been trying to combine sex and comedy. I would think it would be awesome if you could be laughing hysterically while having sex, but it's hard to find funny sex.
Okay, let me tell you, I was thinking about you. I was having sex a few weeks ago,
and
I was thinking about you, but not in that kind of way.
Yeah, I got you.
Because you said that during the show release recently, you said, I wish sex could be funny.
Right.
And I'm like, it is funny. And I was actually having sex with someone.
Oh, no.
And we started to laugh about, not you, but we started to laugh about something.
And you're like, oh, this is what Anderson was talking about.
And I was like,
it's happening.
Look how funny this is. We're laughing. And then we went back to boning.
Uh-huh.
And I thought,
and the laughter
Anderson
died.
Ever left?
And the we laughter
didn't die
died.
In a sad way. We're
I
back
found,
to like boning.
In my history, I'm a married man now, so I don't really do anything. But in my history, pre-marriage.
Please never say that again.
I'm a married man. Pre-marriage, women would kind of frown upon me laughing during sex. It's kind of a turnoff if I just start chuckling.
Is it when they get they take the shirt off and you start laughing? Because that would be a fucking buzzkill. If I was a chick, I'd be like, I knew my left breast was smaller than my right.
All right, I apologize. I'm derailing the show. I feel like you need to get
you
some tips out.
You are derailing the show.
You've got to tip it.
Thank
tip
you.
It up.
Okay. Hey, M. My name is Shelby, and I'm a 23-year-old female from a small town in Alberta, Canada. And I listen to the show through my iPhone's podcast app.
Hey.
I am currently in a relationship with a 22-year-old man, and we've been together 3 years. I can't but help notice that our sex life has taken a nosedive in the last year, meaning we have sex maybe twice a month. I have a high libido and would love to have sex all the time, but he actually has said to me that he doesn't care if we have sex or not. We used to have a healthy sex life in the beginning of the relationship, but over this last year, it has declined significantly. I'm concerned. Exactly. I'm concerned with why this may be. I've tried multiple times to have spontaneous sex. I've bought several sexy outfits to wear to get him to have sex with me. I've even offered him blowjobs. But he has turned me down so many times that I've lost count of how many times at this point. And he calls me desperate when I ask him for sex.
Oh, Jesus.
Then refuses to have sex with me. I know. It's like one bad thing after the next. I've tried talking to him about it. He shuts me down. I get frustrated and I cry. I know he's not cheating on me. He's not taking any medications. I know he still masturbates. I guess I'm just really desperate at this point, Emily. And I was wondering if there was anything I could do. Any advice you have would be more than helpful. Thank you so much for all that you do. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you, Shelby.
Shelby.
First of all, Shelby, number one, thank you for saying how old you are, where you live, and how you listen.
How old is he, though?
They're both 23.
Okay.
She's 23. He's 22. They've been together 3 years. Here's the thing, Shelby. You're young, and all relationships, and I'm going to say all, are going to go through ebbs and flows in their sex life. That's what, you know, that happens. That's natural. That's biology. It's always great at the beginning. It dies. You got to work on it, okay? Or it just changes. You're young. You guys are together. The sex, you know, after 3 years, a lot of people in relationships would have problems, but you guys are at a point where you have two choices. First, he won't talk to you about it, and I'm not sure why, and he keeps rejecting you. So whatever you're doing, it sounds like you've tried it. You've done everything I would have suggested.
Sexy outfits.
Usually when men, she does that.
I know, but she's from Alberta, so I'm trying to figure out what that.
You think she's wearing like
I think
an
might
Eskimo,
be
like
an Edmonton Oilers jersey and like snowshoes.
No, here's the thing. There's several explanations why. Okay, so first of all, he could lose his sex drive. A lot of times, you know this, Anderson, perhaps.
Not at 22.
When men don't want sex, it has to do with like, their stress in the workplace. Mm-hmm. They're worried about money. And that usually translates to them feeling emasculated and then not really wanting sex. He could be have depression, mm-hmm. you know, untreated.
Could be on medication.
She said he's not on medication.
Yeah. How
to, so it's troubling also to me how he treats you when she tries to address the problem. So, it could be a mood thing that's totally separate from you, but I don't even like how he's treating you in this way. So it sounds like, you know, he's got issues that he's not dealing with and then he's not even taking responsibility for it and not trying to have a productive conversation with you. Now, again, you guys have been together since you were 20. you don't have a lot of experience in relationships. So if you think he is the one and you're like, I want to make this work, you're going to have to go to therapy.
Okay.
Because she can't get through it.
Listen.
But it shouldn't be this problem at this age. Is that what you're going to say?
There's no way that this is the one. I mean, if this is happening at 22 and 23, marriage makes this so much harder and so much more difficult. You're wasting your golden years.
I agree.
You need to. This is
well,
last 2.5 years too long. And you need to move on. And I know it's scary, but a lot of times breakups are like the best thing that could happen in your life, right, Em?
I agree. Well, and let me just say this. It's really tough for me to say, like, yes, break up with them, because I'm not there, Shelby. I just read your email. But yes,
I understand. It's scary.
Speaking this way, what did you say?
It's really terrifying, especially 3 years when you're that
because
young.
Because it's probably your first love. It's probably your first relationship. And I know that ending that one, you've never felt this deep love before. You feel like you'll never feel it again. And he's probably your best friend and you love him. I get it. But let me tell you this. We all went through this. And there is another person that you will meet that will be more well-matched for you. And in fact, I believe that your 20s are about dating and exploring
yourself out.
Figuring what you like and don't like, dating a lot of people or spending some time alone or going back and forth, doing all that stuff. And don't get married before you're 30. So that's what I got to say about that, Shelby. So it sounds like you've tried a lot of things. If you want, you could try one more time and be like, listen, you know, change the language and be like, this is how I'm feeling. I'm at my wit's end. See what happens. But
you,
I hate saying break up.
You and I both know it's not going to work, though. That she's not going to end up with this guy. So every day she spends with him, she's wasting another good day of her life.
Okay, but that's how I feel in Loveline. We get callers. I just want to say to every caller who's 19, they're like, oh, we've been in love my life.
Because it's terrifying.
But I can't be like, break up, next call.
You gotta let them know that like life does go on and it's going to be really
it's
hard.
True.
You're not
going
to be able to eat or sleep for a couple weeks.
I've never regretted one breakup. I've never regretted leaving one job. I've never actually don't have a lot of regrets in life except
it's
for
the greatest
not buying
diet
real estate
out there too, right?
When I could have in
I'm
San
sorry,
Francisco.
What?
My only regret is not buying real estate when I could have in San Francisco. Literally, in my entire
or investing
life.
Investing in bicycles.
I would have been set for life. But no, I mean, the thing is, the great thing about relationships, and this is a great way to look at it in life, this is just going to be a life lesson here, is that we sometimes do our best personal growth in relationships because it's someone who's like a mirror and a reflector to you. And I bet you've learned a lot about this and a lot about yourself, but it doesn't mean that you have to stay in them forever. Sometimes they just come in your life, they serve a purpose, and then you move on from it. And so I think it's run its course. And maybe you can look at this, Shelby, take some time back and be like, what did I like about it? What didn't I like?
And it's a nice memory. It's a nice little memory box you can look back on. You're missing out on another memory box that you're not going to have because you're sticking yourself.
You should be having rockin' sex right now, Shelby.
Rockin' sex.
And you should be offering men blowjobs who are like, now? Can we do it now? I mean, so.
And you were talking about investments. I mean, investing in realty. Let's say this is an investment. Like, he's an investment. He is. He's a life investment. And that stock is plummeting. Why are you holding on to it? I mean, it's just going to keep plummeting.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
I know. I gotcha. Okay. Oh, I got to tell you. I got to tell you something really quickly before we get to the other email. Okay. I have a new...
What?
Like...
Is it going to be a sex toy?
Yeah.
Shocking.
But do you remember, actually, Drew and I talked about it on Loveline last week.
Dr. Drew Pinsky.
Dr. Drew
I
Pinsky
wasn't here.
From Loveline. You weren't here.
I was not here.
2 weeks ago then. Okay. No, I wasn't here either.
Oh, neither one of us. That's right.
So, okay.
Do they think we had an affair, I wonder?
Who?
Because we were both off
gone?
Loveline.
Yeah, they thought we had an affair. Yeah. You know how I love kegel exercises.
Oh, you
they're
love
so
squeezing the kegels.
But here's the thing about kegels. The reason why they're so important is because over time, for men and for women, they're important. But this is what I'm going to talk about is for women. Just like any other muscle, your pelvic muscles will drop, atrophy. Like in your 20s too. Like if you didn't work out all through your 20s, by the time you're 30, like you have to always be working out these muscles. So women have to do them because, first of all, you have to keep them strong. You have stronger orgasms. And I'm telling you, like from practice, I know that my orgasms are stronger. You're tighter. Sometimes when you laugh sometimes and you pee, like
what?
That happens to women, you laugh and you pee a little.
Older.
It's called urinary incontinence. Right. No. It happens to women as they get older, not even like in their late 20s, 30s, definitely after childbirth and the older you get.
That makes the comedy club so much scarier.
Why?
Because
I know.
It must be pee everywhere.
But here's the thing. This is this toy. It's actually a medical device. It was created by a company and it looks like a rabbit. But get this, Anderson. It does your Kegel exercises
for you.
And the only side effect is orgasm.
Like the Bruce Lee thing?
It feels awesome. So you lie there in bed. You do it like for 5 weeks.
How does it do it for you? Like, you turn it
so
on?
So you turn it on. Uh-huh. It looks like it has controls. Like, yeah. You can control the little rabbit ears. You control the inside. But it expands inside you, okay? So it expands, contracts. Uh-huh. Expands, contracts like a bubble.
Right.
And it just, you lie there, and it works in for you, and it feels amazing. And then you have
an orgasm. Used it.
Now, here's the thing. It has a revolutionary intimate health and stimulation device, Anderson, that takes all the confusion out of Kegels because a lot of people do it wrong. Oh. And, like, it does resemble the classic, you know, rabbit vibrator, but it perfectly targets your G-spot and clitoris while using gentle electrostimulation to contract your vaginal muscles.
They've done it. They've combined, like, exercise and sex.
Yes. It's like, you know where you're like on the trend, you're like wish that someone could work out for you, and then you're like, I could be eating pizza or whatever. And so I've been doing it, and it's a little like you put it inside and you got to find like your spot, but it's like, and then you know what else I learned from this company is that because I met with this woman, I was losing my mind, and I'm like, and then I was telling Drew about it. He's like, this is going to be your Emily, like, because we were joking. He's like, you should have a toy.
This is going to be your Emily.
This is going to be your Emily toy.
Oh.
Because. You know how women also, you hear they get like labioplasty to tighten their vaginas?
I hear it way too much. And vaginal mesh and all this. Right. I don't want to hear about
it. So here's the thing. Women do that, but that's just a cosmetic fix. Then they get this. Then 3 months later, they go back. It's stretched. So they do these exercises. Your whole life.
And then you don't have to go back.
Don't you have to go back? Yeah. So it strengthens your muscles. 43% of women who have difficulty like having orgasm or experience sex some time in their life.
This helps them out.
This helps them. Mm-hmm. Tightens and tones your pelvic floor and you have orgasms. And I honestly think that reason why a lot of women have low libido, you know, it can be due to a lot of things, stress, anxiety after childbirth. If they do this, because your muscles are, it's like when you have like a flat stomach and you're doing lots of abs and you're like, you stand prouder. You're like, you wear a half shirt if you're a chick. Yeah. This is like, you're going to want more sex because your muscles are like stronger.
You're going to walk around
pants off? You're going to walk around like turned on. I can't, but not in like a weird way. I can't explain it. Go to pourmoi.com. That's all I got to say and buy one of these. It's the intensity. It's pourmoi.com. Pleasure with a purpose. I'm freaking out about it.
And your kegs are already like really strong.
Well, I have a keg camp app.
Yeah, I know.
You can use
your
my iPhone app.
Like, if you got pregnant, you could probably keep that baby in there for, like, 20 months.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm pregnant.
Keg it.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Keg it in there.
So, all I'm saying is that you, whatever. They're strong. Oh, and my app reminds you to do them every day, so this way you'll never forget. But I never forget because I come home every night, and I'm just like, yes, I get to use this.
It's time.
It's weird, though, that I'm stuck with it because I never stick with things, and now I'm, like, freaking. Okay. Back to emails. Thank you for emailing me. feedback@sexwithelmy.com. I love you all. Okay. Sex while living at home.
Oh.
I'm 27 years old, and I've recently started listening to your podcast during my daily commute to work, and I'm totally addicted. You give amazing tips, great advice, and by the end of each episode, I'm always ready to get it out with my boyfriend. My boyfriend and I have been together a few years, and our sex life has been on fire since the beginning. You hear that, Shelby? The problem is we don't live together right now, and our work schedules are totally opposite, so we really only see each other once or twice a week. When we do see each other, we never have a good location to have sex because we both live at home to help our parents. It's extremely frustrating. I'm wondering if you have any advice for having sex in places other than the house, and while the beach would seem like the obvious choice, it's hard to find a beach with no people on it anywhere on the island. You're the best. Aloha. Summer from Oahu. She's in Hawaii.
Oh, you bitch, Summer. What? I love Hawaii.
I know,
so much.
I do too. Can't you put down a blanket? No, it's true that you just get at, you know, when you've when you've sex on the beach, you get
sex
like sand in your ass.
Sounds great,
it's
but
so
it's
overrated.
Just, it's not.
Who wants sand in the ass?
Yeah. Mm. Who wants sand in the crack? No one.
Here's the thing. I know you're saying that there's no sex at home, but I'm wondering if you guys are 27 years old. I mean, did your parents say no sex at home? Or are you believing that they don't want you
to have
sex?
Because they're helping them, too.
You're helping them. Like,
Or is that just what you tell yourself to feel better about it?
Yeah. Right? Like, I'm not sure really both your parents. Because I know when I was that age, I have boyfriends come over, like, stay with me or whatever. But if you really do want to have sex, you know, outside, I mean, I guess, you know, I'm sure if she saw all the car sex, all this stuff, you could go to a friend's house. Here's what the first thing I thought was, you know, hotels are expensive, but why don't you post on Facebook, tell your friends, if you're leaving town, we will dog sit or cat sit or watch your house or something and then stay at your friends' houses and tell them you'll like clean the sheets. I don't know. I mean, there's got to be creative ways to get out and go camping.
Oahu,
go camping in summer.
In Oahu?
Yeah.
Yeah, bring a tent.
Can you guys start saving money so you can move in together? I mean, like, I just think you're both 27. I get you're helping your parents.
Yeah.
So
and
this
I would think
is the
that
best
his
I can
parents
do.
Would be more forgiving.
Why? Because she's a chick?
Yeah, because girl parents are always more.
That's not true.
More.
I dated a very religious guy in my 20s. His parents was strict. And they were like, you can't share a bedroom. We were like 29. Secret, and my parents were like, hey, come on in.
Secret quiet sex is pretty hot too, though. You know what
that
I mean?
It is hot.
Like mom and dad are home downstairs. You go upstairs. Hey, we're going to go do some work
didn't
upstairs.
Did you do that in high school? I did that in high school. Oh, yeah. Not sex, but like.
Sex in front yard, backyard.
Yeah.
Parents
right
outside.
How about right on the lounge chair?
Parents
about
in the front seat?
How about in your backyard in a lounge chair? Why don't you guys build some kind of like fort?
Yeah, and like get clothing that is easy accessible.
Yeah.
Easily accessible.
Just wear summer skirts.
No, dresses. No undies.
Yeah, no undies.
Yeah. And be like, we're going to have sex in the backyard with the parents inside watching TV, but we're going to be sneaky about
totally
it.
Easy. That's it.
That is hot and sexy. Here.
Have you done that? Sex outdoors?
I mean,
no panties?
I had, when I was in high school, I had a girlfriend who was very wrong. Very wrong.
Why?
She ended up becoming property of the Hell's Angels, actually, later in life. Yeah.
Did you date bad girls?
I dated a lot of them. I tried to save them always. But yeah, we had sex in her front yard, backyard. You know, like she would like do things to me in the back seat of the car
like,
with her parents driving us. Yeah,
no,
she was
like,
a bad
you
child.
Hand jobs and stuff?
Yeah,
you
she was
kids
bad.
In California do crazy stuff growing up here. Like, I would never have done that in Michigan.
But then we'd be alone. The house would be empty and she wouldn't be into anything. It's like, what a weirdo. She was she'd watch cartoons while she'd let me have sex with her, but she'd be watching.
She'd let you have sex with her.
Yeah, she's like, I don't really feel like it. I just want to watch He-Man. You can do stuff to me if you want. And I was
like
a 14-year-old boy. You know?
You're like, I'll do whatever to you.
She was 14 too, guys, before you cast any judgment.
She
okay?
You guys, she was 14 and did you have sex
with her? She wasn't the first either, yeah.
You had
things happen quick out of here, man.
They do. It's true. Just like we were saying, people on the coast, like, you know, they are. I did not have sex until I was 17, and I had a boyfriend for 11 months before I had sex with him.
And that's the longest relationship to date, right?
I don't think I cheated on him, though.
But is that your longest relationship?
No, my longest relationship was 3.5 years.
I'm not talking about the show or your interns or people you work with. I'm talking about boys or men.
What do you mean, my show or the intern? Like, my
show's
been 10 years.
That's a relationship.
Madison's worked for me for 2.5.
But you've dated a guy for 3 years?
Yeah, several.
I didn't know that.
I was a serial monogamist.
I didn't know.
Occasionally
that.
Cheated once or twice, and then, no, I was. Dude, what did you think? I've been like casual sex. No, I am.
Well, you're
actually,
still young. I don't know.
I had a lot of serious relationships.
Okay. Right.
I had several. I was 2.5. You know, I did it.
Want to do one more email?
Yes.
Before we.
This one is funny. I mean, not funny, but interesting because it actually came up twice last week. The subject of choking.
Oh.
Dear Emily, I'm a 44-year-old man dating a 29-year-old woman.
Yikes.
I'm a bit of a late bloomer, so she's quite a bit more experienced than me in the bedroom, and a lot of things she asks for require on-the-job training. The one thing she really enjoys is being choked during intercourse. Mm-hmm. It was scary at first, but I've grown to enjoy it as she gets a lot of pleasure from it.
And a little blue.
Recently, she's been escalating the degree of choking. She'll ask to be choked quite a lot harder and wants me to use a belt rather than just my hands.
Yikes.
I'm a bit uncomfortable with this, but would feel guilty about not doing what I could to pleasure her. What would be the best way to talk to her about this? Eric. Okay, Eric, here's the thing. The reason why this comes up is because it was funny. I was talking to a guy friend the other day, and he's like 40, and he's like, yeah, you know. So he was like doing this whole funny huge routine. He's like, I sleep with the 20-somethings. They want to be choked. The 30-somethings want kids. Like, he was just laughing. And I was like, it's true that I think in porn, I mean, were you choked? Like, a lot of people see this, and they want it replicated.
I see
a lot
of things in porn, though.
And choking is one of them, because I'm telling you, 10 years ago, no one asked me about choking.
The choking thing, though. Like, do you into it at all?
Am I into it? I mean, not like erotic asphyxiation, which I'm nervous about.
It sounds
about.
Like she is with the belt.
Right.
In fact,
but here's the thing. There's something about it. Let me just tell you this. It's an act of sexual dominance.
Right.
She feels submissive.
Right.
Feels taken and not in control.
She's giving up total control.
Right. Which
like
is very
my dog,
sexy to a lot of women.
My little dog, Stanley, he's very submissive.
Is he? Yeah.
And, you know, when he's nervous, he'll like go on his back and be like, just take me. Like, you can do, he presents his throat. Like, you can kill me. I'm no threat to you. I think it's kind of similar with the sex. Like, when a
women
woman
are
is,
like dogs.
Like, and I think you guys probably like it. Like, oh, he could kill me right now. He's
no,
that powerful.
True. No, here's the thing. It's that women's fantasies are kind of like that, you know, like romance novels. It's like, we want
to
feel like a man wants us so badly that he can't contain himself.
Right.
That he has to throw us down and rip our clothes off. And he just can't, you know.
Right.
And so the choking thing is connected to
primal.
That. It is very primal. But and let me say to you, Eric, that I love that he cares so much about his partner's pleasure. You know, I like that you're into pleasing her. But you also, I think, are insecure right now because you feel like you don't have as much experience. And I don't know that just because maybe she says she does or she's into the choking, like I would, you know, hopefully that you're bringing stuff that, to the bedroom that you want as well, because you can always, you know, she might not be into what you're into. Maybe you should do some experimenting. But here's the thing. What I'm nervous about is, you know, if she wants to use a belt, the lack of oxygen, the buildup of carbon dioxide. For women, that's what happens is that it causes this feeling of men of giddiness and pleasure, and that can heighten your sexual arousal briefly. But this, it can be, so that's why it's a turn on, because it's like you build up this carbon dioxide.
That's an added turn on to it.
Yeah.
It's a bonus.
But it can be so dangerous, because if you could do it to, you hear these stories all the time, people die from
this. I have a friend
this.
Who died of it.
Okay, so there you go. So you got to be honest with her. You just got to say, listen, babe. Love having sex with you. I like trying new things. I like light choking, but this escalation is making me uncomfortable. So you don't want to hurt her. You respect her and, you know, try to find some new things to do. Maybe she wants to be spanked as well. Like watch
the
some
belt
porn.
Seems a little intense.
Well, I don't like that. And I don't like that you don't know what you're doing either. I mean, if you really want to please her and you guys are into it, like go see a professional like dom or something. Like go take a class, read about, you know, like.
If you are using
this.
The belt,
I live
though.
In San, when I lived there, yeah.
If you want to take it up a notch, maybe have NXS playing and have some kung fu TV shows on in the background. David Carradine and the singer for NXS, they both passed away with, mm-hmm. with the belt around
yeah,
the neck.
Yeah, this is why it makes me nervous. But like again, and I also wonder, it's funny that all these women are, you know, several guys were like, what's with the choking? But do you think that's hot? Like, do you ever choke a woman in the past before you were, you know, married?
No, I can understand the allure. Like I sense things from the ladies when I used to be with the ladies. You know, I can figure out. I can you know, you become one with them. You feel what they're giving off.
Pull their
what
hair, choke them.
Yeah, like you can sense like what if you pay attention. If you don't lose yourself within yourself, you can tell what's making them a little happier.
Right.
And with some girls, yeah, like the choking and a little bit of rough trade really got
not,
them going.
Not every time, guys. I'm not saying every time.
Some
but...
girls shy away from it. They'll let you know without words.
Right.
Just pay attention.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And everything you want to start, and again, for anyone who hasn't tried this, like I'm not saying go out and choke a girl. You want to like lightly put your hand on her neck and just see how she reacts. Or even like with spanking, like you lightly spank. I mean, anything that you do that's you haven't tried before, try it 5 times slower and 5 times softer than you think. And again,
and
not
escalate.
Every woman would be into this. So pay attention, people.
Especially on a first date. Don't
oh
try
God.
With the choking.
Don't have sex on the first date.
Oh, look at that.
Look how demure and virginal I just became.
Don't start having sex till you're 18.
Right.
Like me.
Like me. I was 17. I was almost 18. Okay, Anderson, that's what we got time for. Tell me, you are rocking it right now. And I'm not only do you look great, but
thank
I feel
you.
Like things are great with you. How was your weekend in...
Went to D.C. It was fantastic with
no,
the wife.
No, the movie, the filming, your podcast, yes, that West. Amazing Joshua Tree.
Oh, went to Death Valley.
Death Valley,
and,
that sounds so cool.
For those of you who listen to the After Disaster, if any of you came
it's
over here or are listening, or actually some people have actually discovered it through this program, Mike and Tyler and I, the three Pabs, we went out to Death Valley and we did a full like bonus 2 episodes. We shot video. We went to the bottom of a crater. We punished ourselves. We
oh
were being
God.
Eaten alive by these giant black flies called bombers that like they cut you open with their pointy sharp nose and then they drink your blood. We were being attacked by those. It's all on video. We went to natural hot springs, and that's available afterdisaster.com. But more importantly, what's more important, Em, is I have a show September 26th. I shot 5 shorts last year. You helped me get over the hump and like do what I needed to do, so I appreciate that. I shot 5 short, wrote and directed 5
so
shorts.
So proud of you.
They're all short. They range in time from like 3.5 minutes to like the longest one is 13 minutes. I'm showing all those as well as 5 other projects that I've, but they're all short. September 26th.
Oh my God, that's awesome. And you won the friggin' film festival.
And I already
I went
won.
To.
One of them already
He's super
won
talented.
An award. And,
I'm so excited.
It's fun.
So you're
going to
show
really,
all of them?
Yeah, and they're all really inappropriate and comedic, but. I put as much style and
they're
quality programs.
Can we all come so we can
use
it open to the public?
It. You still haven't seen it.
I know,
it.
I'm going to watch it. But this is September 26th?
September 26th, yeah. It's going to be in LA. Tickets are on sale, AndersonCowan.com. I'm raising
AndersonCowan,
money.
AndersonCowan, C-O-W-A-N.com.
And I'm raising money for the feature that I want to shoot next year, which is
Will you
is
text
insanity.
Madison? We'll send it out too. Oh.
And I'm going to show a preview, an animated preview of... The proof of concept of what the script that
no
I'm trying
way.
To shoot next year.
You're yeah. so that's amazing.
Feature,
you're going to kill it because
it's a feature that really will grab your attention. You'll never the subject matter. It's sexually related and it's about homophobia and bullying and it's fucking wrong and I love it and I can't wait to
I'm
to
so
direct
proud
this
of you. I could cry. I'm so proud of you. Good.
So come on out. Hang on.
AndersonCowan.com and we'll tweet it out too. Okay, peoples. Here's the thing.
Thanks, Sam.
I want to. I love you. Thank you so much, Anderson, and congratulations on all your amazing things. Thank you to Madison and my amazing interns for producing
Madison.
The show. Missy Mads. And also, you guys, follow us on YouTube now because we're putting up videos all the time that are really fun. on and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please follow me on Twitter and Instagram. It's all at Sex with Emily.
Hashtag.
Facebook.com/Sex with Emily. And the other thing I want to say is, I guess that's it. Oh, come see me in LA on Tuesday.
You got the Hustler and She.
Oh, yeah. But Hustler's like on Tuesday. So I know you're listening to this on Friday. And so just if you, even if you don't live in LA, like email your friends and tell them to come. It's going to be a super fun night. And I love you all so much. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey, everybody. I'm here because I got to talk to you about the number one sex toy for men. And the only one you want. Guess what? No, the Fleshlight. Let me tell you guys, the Fleshlight. I just had dinner with the Fleshlight people. It was so fun. I love them. And I'm going to Austin, actually, Anderson, to see them mold a Fleshlight. Uh-huh. And it's going to be amazing because they're, first of all, the Fleshlight, if you don't know, is a male masturbation sleeve. I know you have your hand, but check this. You know how I just freaked out about this new vibrator? Imagine... it's not like going to replace your hand or sex, but imagine if you could feel something that feels just as good as sex.
That'd be weird. Like it's going to replace your hand, like literally replace your hand. You're just walking around with Fleshlights.
Dude, I swear to God, if I had a penis, I would. Because from what guys tell me, the orgasms are different and just friggin' amazing from
the Fleshlight. Better than sex.
I've heard that too. Mm-hmm. And so there's, and also, but they make molds because if there's certain porn stars you like, she might have molded her vagina. You could check it on the website. Or if you just want a straightforward one that's not, doesn't look like a vagina, it is so easy to clean, but they have a new one called the Go that's even like lighter and easier to carry around, and it's super cool and doing really well. So check it out. Check out the porn stars. Check out the Fleshlight and just mix up your masturbation routine. And also a little mutual masturbation. You can use it with your partner while she's using her Pour Moi vibrator. Check it out. If you go to sexwithemily.com and you click on the Fleshlight banner and you buy a Fleshlight and then you use code Emily at checkout, you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. That's sexemily.com, Fleshlight banner, code Emily, Flesh Lube, Fleshlights, masturbations, orgasms, good times all around. Thanks for listening. Love you. Bye.